98.3 The Coast, today's best mix. It's the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie, and we got a lot of people here in the studio today talking about something really great happening this weekend. It's the Gene Harris Coming Home, Coming Together concert in Benton Harbor. We got a lot of great people joining us, including Kyle from the Symphony. We have Nikki Harris joining us, as well as Beth Hare Lewis. How are you guys this morning?
We are wonderful.
Doing well.
Good to have you guys in here. Looking forward to this weekend. How many years has this concert been going on?
This will be 21 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 21 years.
So
it's been a long time.
So 21 years ago, take me back, because I was just a kid, so I don't remember. Sorry.
Show off.
What? How did this all come to be? Putting this concert together.
Actually, it really came to be through Mamie Yarbrough was in Italy. It would be her to tell the story.
Yeah.
And she saw Daddy performing in Italy. And at the same time, it was the Gilmore Festival was looking for an artist to come and play. And she suggested my father.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for Gene Hare. You know, that was mm-hmm. his born name. And she said, oh, no, the reason why you're not finding him is because he's Gene Harris.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that's if you ever hear Mamie tell the beginning of the story, that is exactly how it happened. So he came back and he performed that first year, and my sister came and performed with him and his jazz band mm-hmm. from L.A. And unfortunately, my dad passed the following year, and we ended up, you know, having a memorial concert. Mm-hmm. And that was the only year that it actually rained. And we ended up out in Upton Hall out at the Mendel Center, you know, at Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
And Nikki performed that inside, and it's just been every year saying, are we going to do this again? Are we going to do this again? Are we going to do this again? And we've done it for 21 years
later. Yeah. That's
here
great.
We are. Yes.
And Nikki, you're kind of hosting this whole thing, right?
That's what they tell me. I'm your basic old rock musician who sings jazz on the side.
Right.
But so clearly I don't remember many of these concerts she's talking about, but I am definitely supposed to be hosting this year. And so, it's like, rock and roll jazz. We just go for it. See what
Absolutely.
Happens. It's going to be fun.
That's the fun part about it. When you host anything, especially something fun like this, is that it kind of just, it hosts itself.
It's more laid back. Especially if you got a diverse crowd who's mm-hmm. just really ready to just have a good time. You know, they're already supporting you, the fact that they showed up.
Absolutely.
You know, so you could just pretty much, we could get up there and fry chicken if we really wanted to. Luckily enough, we got some really, really great musicians who are going to play some stuff for the people, and hopefully people will dance, and hopefully it won't rain.
I would say that would be entertaining with the band playing and fried chicken happening.
You know, honey, look, on stage.
Don't give us any ideas.
It is year
21. We could try things. You never know.
It gives you a nice little rhythm to go after.
My
the crackle.
Yeah. Too darn hot. Yeah, I can say
Absolutely. So this is, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's happening on Sunday right there in downtown Benton Harbor at the Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park. And like we were saying, it's not just a concert. Like you said, Nikki, that, you know, it doesn't matter the music that's playing. You're,
right.
you're all coming together and
exactly.
just enjoying your
name.
Time together.
Yes, yes. The name.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And all coming from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll see the little Energizer Bunny in front of us, which I think he's had a few, but he dances through the whole show every time he comes. And I've seen people sitting out in wheelchairs coming out to the dance floor, spinning around mm-hmm. to, CEOs of, God knows what company.
Right.
But just
We do know what company, but okay.
But just having a wonderful time. And it really is that if anything, I'm sure that we both mm-hmm. can agree on what we're proud about is having people come together and just have a great time together. And this year is going to be a party. It's a farewell party for this right here.
Yeah.
But we're just looking for someone
in this capacity. It's farewell. Yeah. And so when we uh-huh. Don't think that it's not, because the melody lingers on. The music
definitely.
Lingers on.
Okay.
We will figure out a way to keep the party.
Sure.
Keep the party going, as
yeah.
I said.
Yeah.
You know,
we're still
I'm a rock musician. We can have a party anywhere. So it's just in this kind of capacity right now, this is the final for that.
Okay.
So if there's somebody out there who wants to help pass the torch and, keep, pass, play some basketball and assist and pass,
sure.
we're into that.
Especially if they want to take over the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, pass the torch.
That's, if anything, we really want that to happen. That date has been the same date for 21 years. And, for it to be an empty time, mm-hmm. Nothing mm-hmm. happening there. somebody's going to show up. I truly believe it's a lot of talent around here. It's a lot of musicians, you know. And not
and
only
we're
here,
from the world of pop-ups, right, guys?
Yes.
All you know, things are possible.
Take a food truck.
Oh, yeah.
We already got a plan.
We're just trying to keep it in as much as we can. But we definitely are.
And we're grateful to the symphony for helping.
Totally grateful.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Last couple of years, it's been awesome. You know, we've had a couple of fiduciaries, South Symphony Orchestra, and then New Territory Arts Association. And then at the beginning was Cornerstone.
Absolutely.
So, you know, everybody has kind of had that role, but the Symphony Orchestra and the NTA ASL were a really great fit. So we're really just thankful again for all the help that they've, you know, just
And that's
given
what
us.
This really is too, more.
Absolutely.
It's a thank you party.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is. Yes, it
In
is.
A world that seems divided, this particular date, this particular
She'll
concert
be saying that a lot
says,
today.
Well, it does.
You know,
it just says, it says that no matter what, no, that's not true. Because look out there. All these people from different economic, you know, positions, different ways of praying together, they come together, and because of music, it brings them together. And that's what this, you know, that's the world that I want to live in.
And it is music, live music, okay?
Right.
I've seen young kids from the early on that had never seen live music, and they would listen to music. I know you got to wrap it up.
No,
but it was just
fine.
So, you know, I see some of those same young people that are in bands or doing open stage, open mic nights at the Livery or open mic at the Box Factory. I mean, they are really trying to, you know, hone their craft. And it's just amazing because of live music. You know, it's not something you could put just, you know, make it, not that I'm saying anything's wrong with it, you know, mix it, you know, in a mixer. But we're talking live music and people are loving it. And I'm just seeing more and more of it. We have a great community and just... This summer is going to be amazing. So once again, we're going to kick it off with this farewell concert. It's going to be a great party. I just hope everyone comes out and just have a good time. Nikki is the going to be an awesome host, and she's going to sing a little few songs with us as well. But she will be saying thank you a lot.
I'm just getting one more job after another. I didn't know.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah, you didn't know you had to do all
she
that.
Can
so.
Handle it. We'll she can handle it. I'm not even worried about it. So anyway, it'll be a lot of thank yous. And we are very thankful to the community and definitely our sponsors that we've had over the years. So
bring your dance shoes, bring your chairs, chill out, listen to some music, come dance.
It's going to be a great time. The Gene Harris Coming Together concert on Sunday, this Sunday at the Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park in Benton Harbor. And real quick, Kyle, that's what the symphony's all about. Not just, you know, playing some concerts and doing that. It's about being part of the community and being part of all of these different concerts and bringing in musicians and just really getting that in front of not only the community, but also kids as well.
Well, yes. I mean, music is perhaps one of our most important things that we can pass on to the next generation. Mm-hmm. And what's been going on since the beginning of music is an unbroken line between Bach and Mozart and Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Shostakovich, Gershwin, all the way up to, I don't know, who's popular these days? Hoobastank? No, I might be dating myself on that. But the point is, it's a bunch of people trying to find a sound that defines them, that they find is important to the way that they see the world, and they want to help people see the world that way. And when we have such wonderful talent as we are going to have in in this final Coming Home, Coming Together concert in this capacity, I'm not going to go ahead and put the lid on that entirely. It's a way for people to not only pass on the way that they see the world, but it's also the chance for somebody to be inspired to then show the world how they see the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. That's
Very
gonna be
well
a great
said.
Time.
Very yeah. well said.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. Wow.
I need you in my life.
Move
I'm
that
inspired.
Piece of paper out of the way. Just move it over. You read it well.
Okay, now I just got to move this book out of the way. Poetic metaphors. Okay.
So if we want to get more information, as we get ready for the weekend about the Coming Home, Coming Together concert, where can we find all that?
Well, we do have a Gene Harris Coming Home, Coming Together Facebook page.
Okay.
And even if you don't want a friend, you can at least scan it down and see, you know, about the tables or just about who's going to be performing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great way to really in it. And we have a lot of thank yous out there to some of the sponsors and some of the committees over the years, you know. But that would be a great way that they could find out. Also, the Symphony Orchestra, if they ever called them, they would be able to answer some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't mean to cut you off. I just
you did though.
Well, yeah, and with the symphony orchestra, the number to call there is 269-982-4030, and you can also get information about this concert and other concerts that we have coming up this summer at smso.org.
There you go.
Yeah,
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by and crossing my fingers and saying my prayers for great weather this weekend for the concert.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.